Today will be Ezzah Shemilin Daf Mem Beis and Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara will discuss the following four topics. Cases where we allow an Issur Rabbanan for public safety, mixing hot and cold water on Shabbos, items that may be more easily or less easily cooked than normal food, for example, adding spices into hot food. Finally, we discuss moving non-mukta items for the sake of mukta items. The important concepts and ideas that come up on this daf include Melocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, a malacha done exactly as it was done in the Mishkan, but for a different purpose in mind. Reb Yehuda holds it is still a malacha deraisa, but Reb Shimon holds it is only considered a malacha on a drabbanan level. A karmelis is a location that doesn't meet the criteria of a Rishus Ram or Rishus HaYachid, but the Rabban prohibited carrying from it to either a Rishus Ram or Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa. Since we will be talking about mixing hot and cold water, the concepts of Tato Gavar and Ilo Gavar come up. Tato Gavar means that if water is poured into other water, the temperature of the bottom water dominates, while Ilo Gavar means that the temperature of the top water dominates. While the normal rules of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni are true for most foods, some foods may cook so easily that they can even cook in the Kli Sheni. These are called Kali Habishal. Other foods may be more difficult to cook, that they do not cook even in the Kli Rishon once it's off the fire. These foods are called Chumrei Habishal.